Improving water quality in Michigan and around the country could improve more in the years to come. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has passed the new Clean Water Rule. It is the latest extension of the Clean Water Act. The Clean Water Rule restores many protections to waters that had been weakened by a multitude of court decisions over the years. The question begs, how will or will the new EPA missive impact the quality of waters in Washtenaw County? And to take a look at the potential answers there, we welcome Elizabeth Riggs to WEMU. Elizabeth is Deputy Director of the Huron River Watershed Council. Good morning and welcome back.
Hi, David. Good morning.
In a very broad sense, the new Clean Water Rule is good news, right?
Yes, it is. It is. Those of us keeping an eye on clean water for people, it's good news.
There is an asterisk to good news at all times. And the fact is, here in Michigan, we're kind of ahead of the game from many other states, most states across the nation, right?
That's true. We can be pretty proud of the programs that we have to protect our freshwaters in Michigan. Michigan is one of only two states in the country that administers its own program on wetlands protections, wetlands, small streams, and coastal areas.
So while this is going to perhaps make a tremendous difference in other parts of the country, here in Michigan, does it make it better? Does it improve the current situation? Or is it maintaining the status quo?
Mm-hmm. In Michigan, assuming this rule goes into effect, as
which it is expected to do.
It's expected to do, right. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers have been working on this for a number of years. So once it goes into effect, and also according to our Water Bureau chief from the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, we expect there will be little impact to the current state program for water protection and the permitting required for that.
So now as we look at our wetlands and our waterways, perhaps the Huron River watershed, mm-hmm. What difference does it make? Does it give you more tools for water protection? Does it give you more tools to enhance the economic vitality along our waterways in Michigan? Or in a very real sense, is it doing nothing new for the state of Michigan?
This rule, which is really meant to clarify the Clean Water Act and what are jurisdictional waters, because it's meant to clarify and because Michigan administers its own program, we're at the local level not expecting a whole lot of change as far as what tools we have, what resources are available for us, for our units of government in the watershed and our businesses, because it's going to be a continuation of what's already in effect by and large. And that's actually good news because we've made a lot of gains since 1972 when the Clean Water Act was signed into law. And we are at the point now of decades of work. The work continues to make sure the river is a place where people can swim and fish and get their drinking water from. But we have a lot to celebrate.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking about the EPA's new Clean Water Rule with Huron River Watershed Council Deputy Director Elizabeth Riggs. So what is this going to do for Washtenaw County in terms of being able to look at our wetlands, look at our ecosystems, and say, we're going to clarify something better for the businesses in the area and for the governments in the area, and use that how to perhaps a decade from now say we've made huge gains once again?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question, David. I think part of the answer to that is recognizing just how important clean water is to all sectors of our community here in the county, because we're looking not only at our health as individuals and being able to have access to clean water. In fact, about one in seven residents in the state get their drinking water from sources that come from our small streams. But it's also important to our businesses. It really impacts our economy. We can't enjoy that pure Michigan lifestyle without clean water, and having that be accessible for whether it's agriculture or businesses that are on the river. You know, I think a perfect example is a business right in Ypsilanti, where we have a local fly fishing shop that located deliberately right in downtown Ypsilanti on the Huron River because there's a great smallmouth bass fishery there. And it's just a perfect example of how if you have clean waters, it really helps downtowns and local businesses. So we will be able to continue this work that we've already begun through many of our programs, but specifically through River Up, which we've talked about before, which is our renaissance for the Huron River.
Right.
Yeah.
Once again, you're listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and you mentioned businesses. It should be obvious to everyone who's listening here that you have a dog in this race, and that is you work with the Huron River Watershed Council. You are actively involved in the stewardship of waters. Therefore, you're obviously going to support this measure. There are businesses, there are agribusinesses, and there are organizations like the Michigan Farm Bureau who are up in arms over this, thinking it is unfair and that it's going to put undue regulation and undue burden on, well, the agricultural industry, and that's huge in Michigan. So what would you say to these institutions and organizations about the Clean Water Rule to perhaps sway their opinion?
Yeah. It's up to me, huh?
Yeah, it's all up to you right now.
Well, you know, my first reaction is that it is it's a little bit baffling to me because there are some basic facts about this rule that are unassailable. So really what this Clean Water Rule does, it provides greater certainty and clarity regarding which waters are protected under the Clean Water Act. Now, we're staying roughly about the same in terms of the extent of waters protected in the United States, but actually we have fewer protections. They're still smaller than they were during President Clinton's administration. So if you look at the past few decades, we've actually lost ground.
And all this does is maintain the status quo of today's standard as opposed to what we saw in the Clinton administration.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, that's right. We're hoping for the status quo, right? It also makes the jurisdictional process more straightforward for business and industry because this request for a clarifying rule came not just from groups like mine, but also from all sectors of industry and business who were just frustrated with how murky things had become since a couple of Supreme Court decisions were made in the early 2000s. But then finally, the rule doesn't create any new permitting requirements for agriculture.
It actually streamlines the process.
That's what it's meant to do. So it maintains all previous exemptions and exclusions. So, you know, there are different reasons that people are coming out against this, but in terms of being able to say that it's an overreach is simply not true.
And if we look at the algal blooms that occurred on Lake Erie, but they're also occurring on Ford Lake here in Washtenaw County and in inland lakes in various parts of the state of Michigan, it speaks to the need for something to be done about the manner in which we use our agricultural lands. Does this provide an opportunity to bring agribusiness together along with the environmental stewards of the state of Michigan and put together something that allows for greater benefit to our waters?
I think that's a great point. You know, hopefully we're at with what you mentioned, those calamities of nuisance algal blooms in our Great Lakes that have impacted drinking water supplies. And we see that locally, too, on our own Huron River, where we have problems with that. This does seem like a good opportunity to come together and work not only in Michigan, but also in the Great Lakes Basin, because as we know, our watershed boundaries don't stop at state lines. So there is more of an effort in the agricultural community and with our state environmental departments to have them work together and look for more tools and resources for farmers.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, there have been some tremendous gains in the quality of our water, including and specifically in the Huron River. And you're about to have a celebration of the Huron River.
We are. The Huron River Watershed Council turns 50 this year in 2015, and we thought one of the best ways that we can mark that important anniversary is to recognize how far we've come since the organization was formed in 1965. And to do that, we're having a Huron River Appreciation Day on July 12th. And so we are encouraging people to come out and fish, paddle, swim, however it is you'd like to enjoy the river, to come and do that. We have a number of planned activities that day, and people can check out our website at hrwc.org to learn more.
And before we end our time together, if people would like to find out more information about the Clean Water Rule, where would you recommend they find the best information, the most factually based information?
Well, I would say that the most complete information that's out there, fact-based, is the Clean Water Rule website. This is information put up by the Army Corps and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency at epa.gov / Clean Water Rule. And it gets into a lot of information, even by sector. If you want to know how utilities will be impacted, you can find out, or agriculture, or any number of areas. And it also has some very clear tables to demonstrate what's changed, what's the same with the rule.
Elizabeth Riggs, thank you so much for your time, and we will look forward to the July 12th celebration of the Huron River. Again, for more information, go to hrwc.org. Thank you very much, Elizabeth.
My pleasure. Thank you, David.
Elizabeth Riggs is Deputy Director of the Huron River Watershed Council. I'm David Fair, and Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. This is 89.1 WEMU, also celebrating 50 years of jazz, news, and blues.